This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is both his servant and his messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, that indeed Allah shall guide those who believe to the straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in another verse in the Quran, وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا, that sufficient enough is your Lord as a guide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala names himself, gives himself different names. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, to Allah belongs the most beautiful names. Through these names, we can understand our Lord and our Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we will focus and learn the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hadi, the one who guides, the one who is the guide. When Fir'aun said to Musa, قَالَ فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى, he said, O Musa, who is your Lord then? Musa said, قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى, he said, our Lord is the one who gave each thing its form, i.e. Allah is the one who created everything, brought everything into existence. ثُمَّ هَدَى, then he guided it. So he described Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Fir'aun with two characteristics that he mentioned here. One, his creative power, and the second is his power as the one who guides. And so what does it mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guide? What does a guide mean? A guide means the one who shows you the way. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were both performing the hijrah, and there was a bounty on the head of the Prophet, Quraysh was offering a great deal of money if someone captured or killed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Abu Bakr and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on this journey, he comes across a man whom he dealt with, whom he had business with. So this man knows Abu Bakr, and he sees Abu Bakr, so they stop and they talk to each other. And the man asks Abu Bakr, who is this man who is with you? Now Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu doesn't want to tell him, this is the Messenger of Allah. Why? Because he's afraid this man has heard that there's a bounty, and that when he realizes that this is the Messenger of Allah, he might try to kill him or capture him. So Abu Bakr does not want to tell him who this person is. At the same time, he doesn't want to lie. So what does he say? He says, إِنَّهُ هَادِي يَهْدِي إِلَى الطَّرِيقِ, he says, this man is a guide guiding me along the path. So the man thinks the Prophet ﷺ is guiding him, telling him, you have to turn right, turn left, this is the way to get to Medina. But Abu Bakr means it, of course, metaphorically. The Prophet ﷺ guides me to learn my religion, to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is the meaning of a guide. A guide is the one who shows you the way, right? Who shows you which way to go. If you go to a museum, you have a guide who shows you where you go around the museum, what is what, and explains to you what things are. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Himself Al-Hadi, the guider, or the one who guides, there's four different meanings related to this. The first is what they call Al-Hidayah Al-Amma, the general type of guidance. The type of guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives everyone and everything. Whether you're Muslim or you're not Muslim, even if you're human or you're not human, if you're an animal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided you. And think about this, really reflect over this. Who has given the animals, animals that might have a very low level of intellect, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the natural instincts and understanding to act in ways that benefit them? Who guided birds to feed their newborn children? Who guided the newborns of every species, human to animal, that these newborns, as soon as they're born, they just have been born and been birthed. They come out of their mothers, or the egg hatches, and instinctively they know where to go to get food. Instinctively, these animals are looking for their mother's breast. How does the baby know this? You know, subhanAllah, they're showing the human baby instinctively starts to tap the mother's breast in a way that encourages the flow of milk. How does it know this? It was just born a few seconds ago or even less. No one taught them where to go or what to do. So what guided all of these animals towards what will benefit them? What has guided the birds in Canada, the birds that are here in our city, to fly 10,000 kilometers to the south, or tens of thousands of kilometers to the south? In Africa, the birds will fly 20,000 kilometers to the north, and they don't get lost, and they have no maps, and they have no GPS, but they know where to go, and they know where to return. How do they instinctively know what's in their benefit? Who has guided all of these animals with their natural instinct to work towards their benefit? And who has guided us to communicate through speech, to learn different languages? You know, that concept of language, by the way, you can't justify through any other means of science. How do we have language? Who guided us to understand communication through speech? Who guided the bees to build these really intricate homes with precision of engineering, that the cells of the honeycomb are all identical? Who guided them to produce wax to cover the honey and protect it and preserve it? Who guided the animals that are carnivorous, that eat other animals, to not eat their own children? Who guided animals to sometimes show mercy to each other? If everything is about a competition of, you know, natural selection, why do animals sometimes show mercy to each other? Who guided it to have mercy to each other? الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Allah is the one who gave each thing its form, and then He guided it. And ask yourself, who guided you to what will benefit you in your life and your work? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides everyone, every creature, towards its natural instinct, towards its own benefit. This is the general meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being Al-Hadi. And if you reflect over the nature and over the creation, you see more and more about how this is a reality. The second type of hidayah is hidayat al-bayan. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the truth. He reveals to us the truth. The truth becomes apparent to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَن يُنَزِّلَ آيَةٍ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says in a verse in the Quran that they say, meaning the disbelievers are saying, لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ. If only there was a sign that came down. If only there was a miracle. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave our Prophet many miracles. Ibn Taymiyyah records over 1,000 miracles that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received. But as it is, they kept demanding a miracle. So they said, why isn't there a miracle coming to us from our Lord? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds and says, قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَن يُنَزِّلَ آيَةٌ. Indeed, Allah is capable of sending a sign. Allah is capable of sending a miracle. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of these people don't understand. Meaning, even if there was a miracle given to them, they're not going to know and understand and realize what was given to them. Then Allah says in the next verse, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا طَائِرٍ يَطِيرُ بِجَنَاحِهِ إِلَّا أُمَمٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ. Allah says, there is no creature on earth and no bird that flies with its wings except that they are in communities like yours. Look at how the animals have families. Animals have tribes. Animals have social structure. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arranged even the animals to have ummas, communities, like we as human beings have communities. Why is Allah mentioning this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look, all around you is the sign that I am the one who guides. That I guide these animals to even have this miraculous ability to have social structure. I guided all of these animals to have this, the animals on earth and even the birds in the sky. But you don't understand. You don't understand. Because the kuffar were rejecting everything that came to them. They were not people receptive to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they just kept rejecting them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look, I have guided all these animals and I gave you all these signs. The issue is not whether God will give you a miracle or a sign. The issue is whether you are capable of receiving that sign and that miracle. And Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has a beautiful statement. He said, كَيْفَ يُطْلَبُ الدَّلِيلُ عَلَى مَنْ هُوَ دَلِيلُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. He said, how can one ask for evidence of the one who is the evidence of all things? The fact that we exist is an evidence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that things are the way that they are and not different than the way that they are is evidence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you ask for evidence of Allah when everything is an evidence of Allah? The way the animals are, the way we are guided, the way the animals are guided, the way things are created, the precision of our creation, all of these things are evidences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the way, there was an interesting, maybe I've mentioned this before, but there was an interesting debate once between a theist, someone who believes in God, and an atheist, someone who doesn't believe in God. And they're having this debate, and the theist asked a very good question. He asked the atheist, what evidence would you need to believe in God? Like, we can give you all these different evidences, but what level of evidence are you demanding for you to believe in God? So the atheist thinks about it for a minute. And he says, you know what? If there's a miracle, I'll believe in God. You know, if I see a miracle, if I see, you know, the sea splits in two, like the miracle Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Musa. If I see a miracle like this, then I'll believe. And then the atheist thought about it for another minute. He said, actually, you know what? If I did see a miracle, I would think I was hallucinating. If I saw a miracle, I would just say I was hallucinating. So even, he's admitting by his own admission, even if he did see a miracle, even if he did see the moon split, or he did see the sea split in half, he would still not believe. And what's interesting is Allah, like I saw this debate and I immediately thought of a verse in the Quran. Because Quraysh also is demanding a miracle, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَابًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَظَلُّوا فِيهِ يَعْرُجُونَ. Allah said, if we opened a gate in the heavens, فَظَلُّوا فِيهِ يَعْرُجُونَ, they started to ascend up towards. Imagine someone starts levitating in the air, and they start going all the way up to the heavens, and they see everything in the heavens, they see this other dimension outside of this world, they go, they see all of it. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about them? لَقَالُوا إِنَّمَا سُكِّرَتْ أَبْصَارُنَا. They will say, our vision has become intoxicated. We were drunk. بَلْ نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ مَسْحُرُونَ. Rather, we were a people hallucinating. We were a people, magic had been done to us. And that's the reality, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us to the signs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the signs. He shows us the miracles every day. The question is whether or not we're willing to accept it. Some people are willing to reject that even if Allah took them up to the heavens, they'll still reject. Even if they saw the sea split, they would still reject. And some people are receptive. They go outside, they look at the sun, they look at the moon, they say, this is enough evidence for me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists and created it. Who's receptive? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا ثَمُودْ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ. As for Thamud, the people of Thamud, we guided them. فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى. But they preferred to be blind over guidance. Allah says, I guided them. What does it mean that Allah guided them here? He showed them the truth. He showed them signs. He showed them evidences. فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى. They chose to be misguided rather than to be guided. And the second meaning here, or one of the secondary meanings here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a fitrah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a natural inclination. Think of like the factory default settings on a device that you get. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us with a factory default setting. And that setting is an innate belief of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is a God and He's one. That innate belief is in each and every one of us. Where do we have this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this in a verse in the Quran. وَإِذَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمْ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, essentially He is telling us, remember when, or when you're mentioned when your Lord took from the loins of Adam, the children of Adam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to something, a belief that we have. Allah took the offspring of Adam alayhi salam, our father. So every human being in some form, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extracted them from Adam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us, to me and to you, each and every one of us. He asked us a question. أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Lord? And every single one of us responded to Allah and we said, بَلَا شَهِدْنَا. Yes, we have witnessed this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنْتَقُولُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, lest not any of you say on the Day of Judgment, we were unaware of this. So because this happened, now obviously we don't have any memory of it. I hope nobody has a memory of them in a pre-mortal state where this happened. We don't have any memory of this happening, but the effect of it is within us. That within, deep within us, we know that there's one God. We know deep within us that there's one God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took this testimony from us. And after He took this testimony, subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He tested us in this world. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions a hadith in Sahih Muslim. He says, on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the disbeliever, if you had all of this world, all of its gold, all of its silver, if you had everything in this world, would you ransom it from the punishment of the Day of Judgment? Allah is going to ask the disbeliever on the Day of Judgment, if I gave you all of this world, you owned every castle, you owned every river, you owned every sea, you owned every country, you owned every gold and silver and everything in it, would you atafti bihi? Will you ransom this? Will you pay all of it to get out of the punishment of the hellfire? And the disbeliever will say, yes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, but I asked you for even less than this when I told you, when I took you from the loins of your father Adam, and I said to you, am I not your Lord? And to worship me alone, but you rejected. Okay? So this concept that this happened is something in our religion. This was something that happened. And because of this, deep within us, from before we were even born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us. From before we were born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planted in each and every one of us a seed deep within your soul that knows that this is the truth, that there is one God. And subhanAllah, we see that mankind constantly comes back to this. Every time atheism is enforced on people, or you have the Soviet Union and they ban the churches and they ban the masajid, and people in the Soviet Union, some of the Muslims then, they used to have, you would go into their house, there would be a wall. Some people told me this story. They go into their house, there's a wall of alcohol bottles. But then they push open the wall and there's a door to the basement. In the basement they had a musalla and they would teach their kids Islam. But if the police showed up to their house, it looks like they have alcohol bottles and they're not religious, nothing. They had to hide their Islam like this. Right? They tried to force people to become atheists. What happened? The Soviet Union fell and people became more religious than they were even before. There's a drive to get back to your religion. There's a drive to get back to the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala innately within us. Right? There's a study on children in Japan. Now in Japan, 60% of the population, majority, is atheist. It's mostly an atheist country. These children, their parents are atheists, their society is atheist. They did this study, they go to these children, young children, Nobody taught them anything about God or religion or anything. They asked them, how do you exist? Who brought the world? They did this study with these kids. All of them described one God. Can you imagine that? And there's, you can Google this. There's articles on the studies about this. Why? Because of a fitrah. Deep within us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed the seed within us that we know, even if you never heard the Qur'an, even if you never connected to Islam whatsoever, there's something inside you at least to know this very basic fact. There's one God. He created you. He deserves your praise. Just that amount. Allah put that in us. That's the fitrah. Right? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instinctively guided us. There's an instinct within us. You know, part of that instinct is knowing what good and evil is. You know, the concept of objective morality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah swears by the soul and the one who apportioned the soul. Then He says, فَأَلْهَمَهَا. He is the one who inspired the soul, فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. It's evil and it's good. What does it mean that Allah inspired our soul with its evil and its good? It means that Allah inspired our soul to understand what's good and what's evil. When you do something evil, you feel guilty. When you do something wrong, when you lie, you start to sweat. Allah placed inside you this instinct of good and evil. He guided you to have these instincts of good and evil. Then He said to you, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنُ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرُ. Whoever wants, believe. Whoever chooses, disbelieve. But He put that guidance inside you. You know, when you're driving a car and something's wrong with the car, what happens? There's a car light, it starts flashing. There's a red light, it starts flashing, tells you, hey, there's a problem with your engine. Allah created you with that type of flashing, with that type of car light that comes on. What happens? You're doing something wrong, you start to sweat. Your stomach gets knotted up. You feel bad about what you're doing. And if you do something good, you feel happy. You feel content. You feel relaxed. Never say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't guided you. Allah has been guiding you since before you were even born. The third type of guidance, and I'll go through three and four, is pretty similar. So kind of put them together. That there's one type of guidance Allah shows you what's the truth, right? He shows you the signs. The other type of guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides you to actually do what's good. Like, you can know something is good, but it's different than doing it. I know that eating healthy is good. I know that exercising every day is good for me. But just because I know that doesn't mean I actually did that. Right? Actually being guided to do it is the next step of the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the type of guidance that we all need. And the type of guidance why we have to keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. The reason why in every prayer that you pray, you're reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, in every single rak'ah, and what are you asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? You're asking for His guidance. Right? We're asking for Allah Azza wa Jalla to guide us. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah guides whom He wills to the straight path. Allah tells the Prophet, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتِ. You cannot guide whom you will. See, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can do the first type of guidance. Right? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can guide us, can show us the truth. But he can't do the second type of guidance. He can't guide us to actually do and follow Islam, right? إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتِ. You can't guide whom you will. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah guides whom He wills. And so, this is the thing that we have to be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ ضَالٍ إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُ فَاسْتَهْدُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ. Allah says in the Hadith Qudsi, O my servants, all of you are lost, except the ones whom I have guided. So ask of my guidance, and I shall guide you. And someone might ask, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide one person and not the other? Why does Allah guide one person and not the other? And He guides one person and not the other because when you're thankful to Allah, Allah increases you. When you take steps to Allah, Allah gets even closer to you. When you're truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah becomes truthful to you. Allah gives this guidance. It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives it to whom He wills. But He gives it to those who take striving efforts towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah gets closer and closer to them. فَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا لِي لَكُمْ اسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. It's important for us to note that in the Qur'an, Yaqeen in Allah, certainty in Allah, Iman in Allah, faith in Allah. These things are verbs. When they're mentioned in verses of the Quran, they are mentioned as verbs, not nouns. And so, when you have sincerity, when you choose to be certain, when you choose to have Iman, Allah increases your Iman and guides you to even more certainty. Our faith is a choice, right? فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ Whoever chooses, let them believe. Whoever chooses, let them disbelieve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمِنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Indeed, those who believe and do good deeds, يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ Allah guides them because of their Iman. Think about that verse again for a second. Those who believe and do good deeds, Allah guides them because of their Iman. So because they believed, they chose to believe, they chose to do good deeds, what's the gift from Allah? He guides them to even greater belief. He guides them to even firmer belief. When you take the choice and you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides you with even more. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِي لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَا اللَّهِ Allah says when people enter paradise, what's the dua that they say? They say, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah, the one who guided us to this, and we would not have been guided had He not guided us to it. And so doubt, shak, and certainty, yaqeen, are choices that people make. Two people can have the same intelligence, the same information, the same IQ level. One of them chooses Iman and the other one doesn't. Because it's a choice that we make. And when you take that choice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides you to more Iman or guides you further away. Guides you further away. احشر الذين ظلموا وازواجهم وما كانوا يعبدون من دون الله فهدوهم الى صراط الجحيم. Allah says, take those who have committed evil in their kind and guide them towards the hellfire. Allah says, this look like, guide them towards the hellfire. Why does He guide them towards the hellfire? Because they chose evil and they kept choosing evil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided them towards that. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, He places a seal on people's hearts. Ibn Abbas said, the seal, ختم الله على قلوبهم. Allah sealed their hearts. The disbelievers, He sealed their hearts from Iman. Ibn Abbas commented on this verse. He said, it's like the closing of a fist. What did he mean by that? He said, the person chooses kufr, and they choose kufr, and they choose kufr, and they choose kufr. Over and over and over, they choose to disbelieve until it became a fist. Now they can't choose Iman anymore. Allah sealed their hearts. Understand? So what we choose is up to us. As you choose Iman, Allah gives you more Iman. And as you choose kufr and shak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately might seal your hearts if we keep choosing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every prayer, every day, to guide us to the truth and to keep us steadfast upon it. Indeed, He is the one who is capable of doing that. Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin ma dhakarahu al-dhakirun al-abrar, wa salli alayhi ya Rabbana ma tadawwa' misku wa fah, salli alayhi Rabbana salatan wa salaman da'imin ila yawm al-deen, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi tayyibin al-tahirin, وعلى أمهات المؤمنين وعلينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا قضيتها وصلتها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه وتعد القربة وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون عبد الله قم الصلاة